Our epistle for this last Sunday after Easter is taken from the epistle of St. James, chapter 1, verse 22-27. Beloved, be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man looking at his natural face in a mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away, and presently he forgets what kind of man he is. But he who has looked carefully into the perfect law of liberty and has remained in it, not becoming a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, he shall be blessed in his deed. And if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is vain. Religion pure and undefiled before God the Father is this: to care for orphans and widows in their tribulation, and to keep oneself unspotted from this world. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 16, verses 23-30. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Amen, amen, I say to you, if you ask the Father anything in my name, he will give it to you. Hitherto you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. These things I have spoken to you in parables. The hour is coming when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but will speak to you plainly of the Father. In that day you shall ask in my name, and I do not say that I will ask the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I have come forth from God. I came forth from the Father, and have come into the world. Again I leave the world, and I go to the Father." His disciples said to him, "Behold, now thou speakest plainly and utterest no parable. Now we know that thou knowest all things, and dost not need that anyone should question thee. For this reason we believe that thou camest forth from God." Thus far the words of today's epistle and holy gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. And to keep oneself unspotted from this world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. First, I'd like to wish all the mothers of our parish a most grace-filled and happy Mother's Day. And I'd like to have two parts to this sermon. The latter will be a few thoughts about Mother's Day and motherhood. But the first part, I think we should pay attention to the words that are presented to us by our Holy Mother, the Church, about how we need to be truthful and check how we are truthful with ourselves before God. We live in a day and age where we care too much what other people think. And as we present ourselves before God, it's a mere afterthought, if that. And we act foolishly, as St. James draws up in his epistle. A man looks at himself in the mirror and presently forgets what type of man he is. So the question then is begged of us, and we're asked to examine ourselves. What type of a person am I? Not so much as how other people see us or how I see myself. We lie to ourselves too, don't we? No, it comes down to how God sees us. But then again, it needs to be understood that we can only understand this if, with a humble and a contrite heart, we present ourselves before God. So the question turns to another, which is, how do I see God? So it comes down to faith. So that's what our Lord is talking about in today's gospel. Because you have believed. So what is it that we believe? If you want a really honest and readily available examination of conscience, ask yourself how you are present in this room. Is it a Sunday thing? Go to a Latin Mass, hear the organ, stay and sit, do those things? Or am I in the presence of God? Do I act like I'm in the presence of the divine, of my Lord and my Savior? And is my heart filled with dread or with love? A child only dreads the wrath of their parent when they've been naughty. A loving child craves the presence of their parents, don't they? And so it comes down to our faith, our religion, how we act, not just here in the presence of God, but always walking in the presence of God and acting accordingly, being instruments of His goodness, of His light, of His grace, of His love. Charity is the predominant commandment. If we violate charity in any way, we distance ourselves from our Heavenly Father. That's why St. James in today's epistle talks about, if anyone thinks himself to be religious, not restraining his tongue, but deceiving his own heart, that man's religion is in vain. What we're talking about here? Yeah, the gossip sessions, the slanders, the lies, the contentions, that is rampant, especially with technology today. And getting involved in this and getting involved in that. And forgetting to have our conversation with God. What takes a humble man? Because only the humble man will get on his knees. And a truly humble man will do that every day. And petition God with faith on account of what Christ has enabled him to do by uniting his divinity with our humanity in his own person, paying our debt, and then giving us the opportunity and the ability to call upon God as Father. That's the truth. My second point, or my second part, of course, Mother's Day. It is my sincerest wish that all the mothers have a blessed and happy day. And I wish to thank you for all that you do, for all that you have done. We cannot know or understand. Only a mother knows a mother's work. But in this day and age where the true dignity of a woman has been attacked on so many levels, it's important that we celebrate a day such as today and celebrate it correctly. By correctly meaning, first and foremost, we thank God because it's of His creation. It's of His design. Motherhood has been attacked by the devil from the very outset, hasn't it? Eve in the garden, the devil attacks. Throughout the course of history, kind of, if you pause for a moment and you understand everything that has been revealed to us and the history that has taken place, the importance of women, of womanhood, in God's design. Why do you think Satan attacked the woman and tempted her? Why do you think that Almighty God sent His angel to a woman and through her caused our redemption? Pretty powerful, if you think about it. Why do you think that in the 1960s, Holy Mother the Church has been attacked? And attacked she has been, and still is. Under the guise of modernism and religious liberty, interfaith, and all these other things, yeah, Holy Mother the Church has been attacked Because when you can attack motherhood on any level, in any place, you attack man. You make man weak. And of course, we see when Holy Mother of the Church was attacked in the 1960s, oh, heck broke loose in society, didn't it? And the attack of women. Women's lib. Liberation from what? From their dignity? Men and women aren't equal. Let's get that straight. Just like every human being that has lived on this earth, we're not equal. We're all different. But the categories of man and woman are not equal. They're different. It's not to say one is better than the other. It's absolutely to say that one is not better than the other. For what part of your body is more important, the head or the heart? If you don't have the heart, what happens? If you don't have the head, what happens? No. Men and women are supposed to be collaborative, not competitive. It doesn't work otherwise. And so the devil attacks. Puts these crazy thoughts in the minds of the young, especially, that I'm equal to. No, you have a dignity of something beautiful, of God. And so it's important that we honor our mothers. Honor all mothers. Honor all women who, when they were made, God placed in their heart the germ of motherhood. All women. Carers and nurturers. Of course, we have our mothers, we have our grandmothers, the mothers of our mothers. We have our religious mothers. We have those that are just motherly to us. And it is for this gift that we thank God. And we cannot forget. We would be remiss if we were to forget that great mother of them all, our blessed mother. Every time I think on Mother's Day of our blessed mother, I think of that hymn that I've heard the nuns sing so many times. It's almost a hymn to the angels. I call it the human brag. The song is speaking to the angels and say, angels, you call her queen, but we call her mother. So today as we celebrate, let us thank God for all our mothers, for our blessed mother, she who he gave to us the moments before he was to complete that sacrifice of the cross in the words of, behold your mother. I'd like to end today's sermon with a poem I found online by Helen Steiner Rice, a poet of the early 1900s, I think. And it's called A Mother's Love. And when I read this, I was thinking about the potential in every woman's heart that God has placed there. That gem which shines when the grace of God hits upon it. And only when the grace of God hits upon it. A mother's love is something that no one can explain. It is made of deep devotion, of sacrifice and pain. It is endless and unselfish and enduring, come what may, for nothing can destroy it or take that love away. It is patient and forgiving when all others are forsaking. And it never fails or falters, even though the heart is breaking. It believes beyond believing when the world around condemns, and it glows with all the beauty of the rarest, brightest gems. It is far beyond defining. It defies all explanation, and it still remains a secret, like the mysteries of creation. A many-splendored miracle man cannot understand, and another wondrous evidence of God's tender guiding hand. Happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. The names that have been submitted, and for all our mothers, we are praying our masses for you today. We thank God for you, and we thank you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.